Welcome to the Voices.Earth podcast series. Today we're speaking with Duarte de Zuten, one of the founders of Mossy.Earth, a social enterprise whose main aim is, by planting trees, to deliver real environmental change and make a positive impact on the state of the planet's wildernesses and forests. And Duarte, how are you doing today?
Hey, Matt. I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us as well. And let's start at the top. Tell us about Mossy.Earth, your organization's mission, how long you've been around, all that good stuff.
So we've not been around very long, maybe 4 or 5 months now. But we are starting to make quite a bit of change, actually. And this fall, we'll already be planting our first 7,000 trees. So that's essentially what we do. We plant trees to rewild lands. And in doing so, our purpose is double. We aim on one side to help improve the quality of the wild ecosystems in the areas where we intervene. And on the other end, we aim to create carbon sinks that will help fight global warming.
That's excellent. Yeah, and that feeds perfectly into our next question. Tell us more about some of your carbon offsetting solutions.
So to be honest, carbon offsetting is not our most exciting product. It takes a bit of a negative approach, in our opinion. It is a very hot topic because, obviously, global warming is a very hot topic. But it seems to be that most takes on this are a form of a guilt trip. We try to take the other approach. We try to take the positive side with the planting trees, with the native forests, and with the rewilding. That being said, though, there are people specifically looking at the carbon offsetting. So what we've done is developed a few products such as flights, road trips, individual annual offsets, families, events, green weddings, etc. So all sorts of activities that generate carbon emissions that people might want to offset. And we then use an average rate, which is above the normal rate, to make sure we do actually make those events carbon neutral, to plant trees and provide that service to people.
That's great. Now tell us a little bit more about your partnerships with businesses and the vision behind this effort.
Yeah, very well. That's the main part of our business, because trees and carbon offsetting in general are a complicated consumer good. It's tricky to convince people to simply buy a tree and to enjoy that as a final product. But once you make it as a product attribute, so say a yogurt retreat, for instance, who will plant a tree for each customer that goes, that visits, that's something very valuable. And people, when deciding between two yogurt retreats, will use that information. So for them, there is a clear value proposition. And we work a lot on this basis. So most of our partners, we work with them on something similar to this. So, for instance, we have yogurt trees, travel agencies, which is a bit more based on CO2, but also e-commerce shops and also wedding planners. We're even talking with some private jet companies. It's a weird business.
Wow. Well, yeah, I'm sure a wide range of partnerships there, kind of across the board. And let's shift gears for a little bit. Tell us about your use and your choice from using a .earth domain. Mossy.Earth is just a great domain. And what made you all decide to use a .earth domain?
So to be honest, I was desperately looking for cool domains. And that's one of those headaches that everybody thinks the name isn't important, but the name matters a lot. And for us, we knew that it had to be something which would show what we intend to do, that which is essentially plant trees, improve ecosystems, and in the end, improve, you know, the planet we live on. And then suddenly I saw the .earth, and I was looking for, well, what are... Actually, we looked at the other way around. We looked at, so there is a .earth domain, let's find a first name. So that's actually Mossy came really just because the .earth domain exists. So you could say our company name comes from your domain.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, we've been doing this series of podcasts, and I don't think we've ever heard any .earth domain users kind of reverse it that way. That's really, really exciting and really inspiring.
People react really positively to it. It's really like almost a talking point. So we'll be chatting about something, and it's Mossy.Earth. Oh, that's sick. How did you guys get that? It's people react really well to it, and I think it's something that will grow in the next few years. And we're happy to have a cool .earth domain on our hands now.
That is so awesome, Duarte. Great. Love hearing that. That is fantastic. And, you know, speaking of the future, what does the future hold for Mossy.Earth? What's your long-term vision?
Well, so Mossy could go in a lot of directions. Right now we're focusing on sort of really nailing down our partnerships, so working well with our partners to deliver what they want in terms of content, images, video, and obviously the trees planted, all the forest, the GPS coordinates, all these things we have to deliver on. That's our sort of near future focus. But on a larger future, we're looking at animal sponsorships. So, for instance, somebody could pay to sponsor the ecosystem of an animal. So they would be able to trace that. Obviously, this requires a bit more tech work, but this is something we're looking into. Also, square meter sponsorships. So instead of planting a tree, you would, for instance, sponsor 25 square meters of rewilding land, and we would then deliver on this product for you. Also looking at, all these kinds of exciting things, just planting trees with drones, owning our own lands, and maybe even a scientific team within our company.
That is fantastic. You know, Duarte, this has been a wonderful podcast and really appreciate your time today. Is there anything else to add? Anything we may have missed?
No, go check out our website and keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Excellent. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Voices.Earth podcast interview with Duarte Desutin, one of the founders of Mossy.Earth, which is a social enterprise whose main aim is by basically planting trees to deliver real environmental change and make a positive impact on the planet and on our forest. And Duarte, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Matt.